You are listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Catch the Michael K. Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on ESPN New York 98.7 FM and ESPNNewYork.com.
Ryan, it's Michael and Don. How you doing?
Hey, very good, you guys. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. So are you close to 100%? Are you 100%? Is it 97, 98? Give me a percentage.
No, I mean, I'm not going to put a number on it. I mean, I think anybody at this time of the year, having played, you know, large amount of games, you're never going to be, you know, truly 100%. So I feel confident and just excited to be able to get the uniform back on here and get an opportunity to play in the playoffs.
But if Saturday's game was meaningful in Montreal, you would have played in that game.
Yeah, you know, I told the coaching staff, I told AV that you know, I was ready to go, and then you know, ultimately he, you know, chooses the lineup and whatnot and makes decisions, and he just felt that it'd be best to give it another little bit of rest and pulled a couple of other guys off for rest as well, and you know, I think it'd be good for everybody here.
All right, now going into this series, do you guys feel confident going into the Stanley Cup playoffs?
I think our group does. I mean, we've basically been playing playoff hockey here for quite a while, and you know, we've had meetings midpoint of the year on you know, how many points we would need to get into the playoffs and what kind of, you know, segments we'd have to go on. Every 10 games was a segment from halfway point, and you know, we played really well down the stretch here, and been fortunate to have, you know, some good chemistry within our lines up front and D pairings in the back. And you know, I think the best part about our team is we have some very good depth, and everybody feels confident in the role. It doesn't matter, you know, who's playing in certain situations. Everybody just wants to succeed together.
Now, they're going to try to draw you into penalties, a lot of stuff after the whistle, Ryan. So have you guys talked openly at all about how not to get sucked into their game?
Well, like, you know, like any playoff series, you know, you're going to try and get the momentum on your side when you don't have it. You know, and you know, obviously there's going to be, you know, times when we have the momentum and we're going to try and hold on to it. And if they don't have it, they're going to try and get under our skin or try and draw us, like you said, draw us into taking a penalty. But, you know, I have confidence in our group and we've got good veterans and guys that have been in the playoffs last year and the years before and understand that, you know, you got to be able to take a punch sometimes in order to help your team win a playoff series. And we understand that and that's what we'll do.
Talking with Ryan McDonough here on the Michael K. Show. Michael K. and Don LaGreca with you. When you come up through the Yankee organization, the players are pretty much taught that you don't like the Red Sox. And for the longest time, Rangers aren't supposed to like Flyers. Does it still carry over to this day?
Well, obviously, you know, I've only been in the league for 4 years and 4 years playing in New York. And it seems like, you know, we've had some very big games against, you know, Philadelphia, but I've never played them in the playoffs yet in my 4 years. So, obviously, Winter Classic is a big one, and you know, just intense games no matter what point they are in the season against them. So, you know, the HBO series obviously built up a lot of hype between the two teams, too. But, you know, now this is the playoffs. This is when it really counts. And I think our group is really just focused on, you know, trying to play the right way and understand it's going to be intense. And everybody knows that they have to raise their level, but, you know, with our group, we want to be able to play with intensity, but also execute in the situations that our coach puts us out there in, and you know, just try to get and go from there.
And do you feel now that if it does end up being that type of a series, Ryan, where it becomes physical and chippy, that if Carcillo dresses and with Dorsett now back and healthy, that you have enough physicality in that lineup to keep everything honest?
Oh, I do. I mean, we've got a pack mentality. Obviously, if anything, you know, gets out of hand or someone, you know, does something, goes after somebody, you know, we're gonna make a stand for each other. But, you know, we're also, you know, trying to beat them on the scoreboard, and that's ultimately what our focus is. We've got a good group where, you know, we feel that if we're playing with a high pace and using our speed and our skating ability and our transition and stuff, you know, we can kind of hold the momentum and kind of, you know, maintain control of the game, hopefully for, you know, more so and really just try and take off from there and, you know, leave the other stuff behind.
Is there a difference going into the playoffs under AV than there was going into the playoffs under Tortorella? Is the team prepared differently?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, you know, you have the same similar meetings where you talk about the, you know, who you're going to play in the series strengths and weaknesses of the team and where you want to try and expose them. So, you know, obviously it's a very different team, you know, at this point than it was last year going into the playoffs. And, you know, our mentality is to really just try and make good reads with the puck. You know, obviously we have some skill and some ability, and you know, we want to use that when the time is right, when the play is there, try and make it. But if there's nothing going on, you know, try not to turn it over, keep it simple, keep the puck moving forward, and you know, keep fresh legs out there too at the same time.
Now, you said you've been here 4 years, and for a chunk of that time, you know, Mark Stahl has been banged up and had some health issues. I think he's just playing as great a hockey as I've ever seen him play. Is this the best you've seen him play in the time you've been here?
Well, obviously, I think when I first got called up, he was, you know, he was pretty sharp on his game. But, you know, ever since the injury kind of started there, I mean, he has been excellent this year for sure. And, you know, really like his old self. And you can tell he's confident when he's talking. He's going to the rink and he's excited to, you know, practice and work on some things. And, you know, you don't always see him on the score sheet, but he makes a lot of little plays for us that, you know, help us get out of our zone clean, or you know, transition the puck up to our forwards and keep the play alive for them. And he makes you know, continuous defensive stops with his long reach and his physical, you know, ability just to, you know, maintain control of the puck. And that's your main job as a defenseman, is to be strong in your own end and get the puck in the hands of the forwards and get up the ice. And he can do all three of those things.
The thing I find watching the Philadelphia Flyers play at home is the uniqueness of that building. They still think it's 1976. They still think Bobby Clark's their star. I mean, is there a uniqueness to playing at Wells Fargo Center with those fans and just the way they look at hockey differently?
Well, you definitely can tell when you're in Philadelphia that's a very loud building, and they've definitely have grown well at feeding off that. And you definitely got to weather the storm early there and try and keep the crowd out of it. You know, maybe take a few other seconds to get in the faceoff circle, try and slow the play down, try and keep the crowd, you know, the crowd volume down and stuff. So we've talked about some things as a group, and that's what's good about our team is we have some good veterans and guys that have played in that building a lot, where, you know, you try and do little things to help keep the momentum on your side or take that away from them and keep the crowd out of it.
Ryan, good stuff. Good luck in the series. It all starts on Thursday at the Garden. Thanks for coming on with us.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Ryan.
You are listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Catch the Michael K. Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on ESPN New York 98.7 FM and ESPNNewYork.com.